So in the previous shiur, we discussed the difference between Nida Minotaurah and Azava Minotaurah. We discussed the institution of Takanas Rebbe and the Minhag Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira. And in practice, we take the chumras of both the Nida and Azava in calculating the Tara process. So from this point on forward, when we use the term Nida, what makes a woman a Nida, what we really mean is, in practice, as a colloquialism, what makes a woman Tmeya for all intents and purposes, which is taking the chumras of Nida and Zava. But just for simplicity, going forward, we're going to refer to every such situation as a situation of Dam Nida and the woman as being a Nida. Min HaTorah, in order for a woman to become a Nida, and again, Zava as well, you need to have Dam that, number one, is one of the Maras HaTmeyas. It has to be of a shade that is going to be a Maratame, which we'll talk about Bemsheikh. Number two, it has to be Dam in a Makor. It has to be Dam that comes from the Rechem, from the uterus. And number three, it has to be Dam that comes Behargasha, that comes with a sensation. And we'll discuss the parameters of Hargasha more in the next Kabur Mirz Hashem. So we're going to start just by focusing for a few moments on the fact that it has to be Dam in a Makor. How do we know that? What's the makor that has to be dam in a makor? So that's the sugya on Daf Yudzayin of Abayz, the Mishnah there that discusses the rudimentary anatomy of a woman, which maybe we'll talk about more as we go on a different time. And the Rush tells us in Perek Yud Simin Vav, quoting from a Taras Kohanim message Rasha, Visha ki siyezava. You might have thought that if she has blood flowing that is sourced anywhere, that would make a woman tamea. In order to be dam nida, in order to be dam that is mitame a woman, dam that is itself tame, that is to be dam min hamakor. And the Shach quotes this in Sifkatan Aleph in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel. Higilsa is makor dameha. That's the source. She'ena tamea ela b'dam. Haba min ha-makor. If you look in the Gaon here, Be'er Agras of Katan Aleph, he quotes a similar drasha from the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So that's the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Yizayin Beis. That's the Taras Kohanim. And the Mishnah also tells us on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that Kol Anashim in Tamas Beis Achitzon, as we alluded to previously, that once Dam exits the Makor, that will make a woman Tmeya, even if the Dam hasn't yet exited the body. Once it leaves the Makor, then the woman is Tmei at that point. Kol Anashe Mitamos, Bebeis Hachitza. There is a din that's discussed briefly in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Se'if Gimel. Kuf Pei Ches, Se'if Gimel, with the Tazir Sukkotin Hei. And that's a little bit of a lengthy tazer. That is to do with a rechem that is nekar. A rechem that is uprooted, that moves. And the discussion as to whether dam then is considered to be dam in a rechem or dam meyachasichas. But in a situation where the rechem is removed totally, a hysterectomy, so then contemporary poskim assume, for the most part, that any dam that comes out of a woman who had a total hysterectomy is not going to be dam tame, it's not going to render a nida, because that can't be dam in a makor, since there is no makor in the body, there is no more rechem. So for example, Ritzi Pesach Frank, Chubas Har Tzvi, Yaradeya Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Yaradeya Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, discusses this issue, and he says, it's pashut, that if the rechem is totally removed, then any dam that comes out can't be dam min harechem, and the woman in that situation will not be tameya nida, even if she sees dam. Chuvas Har Tzvi Yerideya Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Chuvas Knei Bosem, Meir Bransdorfer from Bnei Brak, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Ches, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Ches, in a letter written to Rav Osner, also makes this assumption that if a woman has a total hysterectomy, any dam that she sees subsequent to that is not going to make her a nida. But he raises the following question: what happens if a woman is already tameya at the point that she has a hysterectomy? So she's already a nida from before, from a dam that actually made her a nida. Now she has this procedure. And in order to get out of her nida status, in order to have a proper tara, she has to go through Shiva Nakiyam. In order to go through Shiva Nakiyam, you have to do bedikos, as we'll discuss. But this woman is going to be bleeding, and any bedika is going to yield some dam. It's not dam and a rechem, because the rechem is not there anymore. But based on her medical situation, she's not going to be able to get clean bedikos. There's going to be some dam on the bedikos. How does this woman get out of her nida status if there's no way of getting clean bedikos, even though the dam on those bedikos is not going to be dam min harecha? So he makes the assumption that you need clean bedikos in that case, and he says you can be mekel, as we'll discuss in a while when we get to the lachos of bedikos and Shiva Nakiyam, that as long as she is nosenes das, that there's no dam coming out, even if she doesn't do formal bedikos, then that may be sufficient under these circumstances. I think Rav Shechter said that he didn't understand why there's a need for bedikos in this kind of a scenario at all. Bedikos are because we want to make sure that there's no dam min arechem that's going to be coming out. If we know there's no rechem anymore, then obviously there's no dam min arechem, so there's no need for bedikos in that situation at all in order to complete the tara process. There is a truv in the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Hei Simen Kuf Kaf Vav, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Hei Simen Kuf Kaf Vav. We'll see a recurring theme in Dayan Weiss's truvos on Nida issues and other issues, is a skepticism about information coming from doctors in the medical profession. So that's a theme that we'll see in different contexts through the Limud, that Dayan Weiss was more skeptical about believing doctors as far as their representations on medical matters. But he writes over here, so number one, he's skeptical, this is an early tshuva, 1933. He's skeptical as to whether, even if the doctors tell you that they did a total hysterectomy, can you believe them? Maybe, he says, Bevada sheker b'fi arofim. Obviously, the doctors are lying, because it probably wasn't a total hysterectomy. Even if they remove part of the rechem, there may be part of it left, and therefore a woman may be seeing dam that's considered to be dam min harechem. In principle, Dayan Weiss would acknowledge that if there was indeed a total hysterectomy, then the woman could not become a nida, but he's skeptical as to the metzias, whether the doctors are properly representing the facts. He also raises a question. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Zayin, Rashi quotes on the Torah in Breishis, that Sarah was pierced in Nida at the time that the Malachim came with the Besora that she's going to have a baby. So the Gemara there says that Avram Avinu was Ochel Chula Mitara, Avram was Makbid and Taros, Sarah was pierced in Nida. So he's bothered. We know that Sarah was an Akara, which means that she didn't have a Rechem. And if she didn't have a Rechem, what does it mean that she was pierced on Nida? So it sounds like even without a Rechem, a woman could be a Nida. That's what Dayan Weiss raises, yeah?
To talk about a car there doesn't mean that she didn't have a Rechem. That car in the blood, and she has a blood.
Right, so then that's what he answers. It's just, the premise of his question is that akar means that the rechem was totally nakar, there's no rechem at all. And he says, no, not necessarily. Maybe it was only a partial akiras rechem. And then there still would be an isser nida or a nida status. Right, so that's just a mamar hamuzgar. So in principle, Dayan Weiss agrees that if you know b'mitzia said it was a total hysterectomy, then the woman couldn't be tamei nida, but he's skeptical as to whether you could believe the doctors. Then he writes that he got a letter from a doctor that said that if it's really the case that there was a total hysterectomy, then b'mitzia said it's impossible that a woman would be seeing dam at normal intervals, meaning if she's still seeing dam at regular intervals, then it must be that there's some of the rachem left, because otherwise there's no mitzias in which she'd be seeing dam at regular intervals. My friend Rabbi Dr. David Shabtai, who was a mumcha in many medical halachic matters, told me that no, there is a mitzias. Women could have a status or a condition that's called endometriosis, where even if there's no rechem, there are other cells that still could cause dam to come out on a regular basis. Rav Schechter, I was just listening in the car on the way in to Rav Schechter's Chabura last week, that I assume most of you heard, but I had heard him quote this before. So he quoted from the Orchos Rabbeinu, the stories of the Stipler, that there's a piece of this is printed in Chelek Dalid. The new edition of the Orchos Rabbeinu is page 112 to 113, I think. So a letter by the author of the Orchos Rabbeinu from 1978, he says that he discussed with Rishon Zalman, it was pashut to Rishon Zalman that if a woman has a total hysterectomy, then, and she sees dam, that's not dam nida. But yesterday, he saw a kuntris written by Rabbi Tendler, Rav Moshe's son-in-law, who writes that a woman in such a situation who sees dam, that's still dam tamea. So then he says, he discusses with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it must be, if Rabbi Tendler wrote this, he must have discussed this with Rav Moshe. But that sounds like a chiddush. How could that be that if there's no rechem, that she's going to have dam tameh? So he writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman asked him to present the issue to the Stipler. And the Stipler said, Rav Moshe is correct. Now, Rav Moshe didn't write any of this or say any of this necessarily. This is the assumption that if Rabbi Tendler said it, must be Rav Moshe agreed. So he writes, so he showed this to the Stipler. And the Stipler said, Rav Moshe must be correct. That any dam that comes out of where the rechem was is going to be dam tameh. And ein lahatir chai vekrisos b'li rayos. But he says the assumption is that usually they leave part of the rechem intact, and that's the reason that she's tamea. It's unclear exactly what Mitzias he's talking about. Rav Schechter quoted this. He said, everyone was deferential to Rav Moshe because he thought Rav Moshe said this, but obviously it's not true, and if there's no rechem at all, it can't be dam nida. He was talking earlier to Rabbi Dr. Shabtai, who talked to a gynecologist who represented that many times when there is a hysterectomy done, there's still endometrial cells that are left, and there may be more than that that's left. So that's the question. How much of the rechem, if one were to implant endometrial cells some other place in the body, you wouldn't call that dam in a rechem, even though they're endometrial. But let's say you have some endometrial cells left in part of, or some residual part of the rechem. So how much needs to be left to be considered halachically a rechem that could make a woman a nida? So that probably requires further analysis. But it seems that everyone would agree that if there is in fact a bona fide total hysterectomy and there's no rechem at all, then any dam would not render a woman a nida. Yeah.
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then just metzias, what exactly are we discussing? When we say
we're discussing a woman that had a hysterectomy, so there's no rechem left, and then she sees dam. So what's the status of that dam?
Does that mean there's no rechem left?
The uterus was taken out of the body.
So what's there? Stomach? Just a cavity?
There were, tie everything up so that it's everything functions, but that's a very common procedure.
Okay, that's my second question.
Mm-hmm.
It's common.
In different scenarios. Roman Rahman Laslan has cancer or something like that, so that may lead to a hysterectomy. In the world at large, people will do that once they're past childbearing age or they don't have children anymore in certain situations. So there are various medical situations that would require a hysterectomy. Yeah.
So also this question about seeing blood is immediately following the procedure or at any time?
At any point later, meaning if any time later she sees dam, if there's no rechem, it can't be dam and a rechem. A woman's only going to be tamei anid if it's dam and a rechem. Okay, so let's jump now into Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Isha sheyatza dam mim kora. So if a woman has dam that comes out of the makor, bein be'ones, bein be'ratzon, tameya. Whether that dam exits be'ones or be'ratzon. So what does that mean, be'ones or be'ratzon? What's ones? That's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that haroa machmas ones tameya. And the way the Rambam explains that, perikei isurei bia, halacha aleph, Haisha mistama be'ones bein lenida bein lezivas, ketzad, kegon shekafsa mimakom lemakom, if a woman jumps in an extreme fashion, o ras behema ochayo of misaskin zemze, v'chamda, v'ras dam, or a situation of dam chimba that we'll discuss where she sees animals cohabiting and that causes a certain reaction that causes her to see dam. So even if it's not because of the normal hormonal cycle, but because of some external impetus that causes dam to come out in an unexpected and abnormal way, as long as it's dam in a makor, that is going to be metame the woman. So that's what the Taz writes over here in Sifkatan Aleph, Ba'ones perish al yekvitza, Berotzon perish kefiteva isha, Machmas atzma, so ones is where it's not part of the normal hormonal cycle. Okay, and the Mechaber continues. V'husha targish b'tziyaso. Umiyu misha targish bo shenakar memkomo v'yatza tameh. Af misha lo yatza l'chutz, even if the dam hasn't yet left the body. V'afilu l'rasa l'tipa stam kachar do yoshev esalav shivinakim. So we'll come back to atcha targish b'tziyaso. Then the Ramah writes, the ein chiluk bein penuya linesua leinyan iser nida ki kala bala nida chayiv karis. The iser nida is irrespective of the woman's status. It applies as much to a penuya as to an eishes ish, as to a woman who is nesua. And the tzion for this is the tshuvas harivash simin tuf kaf hey. So the context of that tshuvas harivash Tav Kafe, Rivash writes, "Umasha neflesa, eich lo tiknu tefila lepenuya kidei shelo yikashil barabim." So the Shah was bothered. Why do we not have an institution of tefila for single women to save single women from potential averos? Ve'en ka makom tema, sharei kevan shapenuya sura kama shekasavnu adarabba. Im haisa teveles hayiba michshol. Shayumakilin ba asura kevan she'ein asura el isura kevan she'ein isura ela midrabana. So panuya ba panuya is asur. It's not as chomer as an iser nida, which is a chiyuv karis. So if we allow create an institution where single women are going to go to the mikvah, so then you're being machshel them. You're creating a situation which, from a public policy perspective, is suboptimal. And you're in essence, promoting or allowing for penuyos to engage in relationships where they are single. So that is the context of the Chumash HaRivash that the Rama quotes, and that is basic policy for centuries. Yeah.
Just to clarify, maybe I missed this. Is she considered Nida Lagavi the Fee of Karis if she's not actually feeding?
If a woman, once a woman sees them, if she never doesn't go to the mikvah, so she, for 10 years, till the time that she goes to the mikvah, she's a serbis or kares. I'm sorry? 100%, right. Until she's toveles, and she's a serbis or kares, correct. Okay, now there is, the Magen Avraham does quote a minog in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simon Tafresh Vav Sivkatan Ches, Tafresh Vav Sivkatan Ches, he quotes a minog that Besulos would go to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur Mishum Tshuva. If you look at Rav Avadya, Taras Abayis, page Lamine, he quotes many achronim that were surprised by and argue on this Magen Avraham because of the concern of a michshol as per the Rivash. So that is definitely not the minhag in our communities for many generations, that we do not allow for penuyos to go to the mikvah under any circumstances.
Is
the
Shana Bapriya
where? So that may be Machlok is Rishonim, whether that's Kadesh or Kadesha. Okay. So now let's move on to talk about Hargasha. Yeah.
If you say it's not Kadesh or Kadesha, are they remarks about it?
Yeah, then it would be the Rabbanan. What's the source? Don't remember. Check afterwards. Okay. So the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Roa Kesem on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Meir of Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, the beginning of the Gemara. Budka Karka Ola V'yashva Leho Matzah Damala Tahora Shenemar Bibsara Ad Shetargish Bibsara. So Shmuel presents a drasha of Ad Shetargish Bibsara, that in order to be a Nida Min HaTorah, a woman has to see Dam B'Hargasha. B'Bsara Shetargish B'Bsara. Then, as we'll see, L'maskana Sagamara, even without Hargasha, a woman will still be Tmeya Midrabanan Mishum Kesem. But Shmuel is saying that Min HaTorah, in order to be Tmeya, a woman has to see Dam B'Hargasha. So before we talk about the definition of Hargasha, which will probably be next time, let's talk about the nature of this requirement of Hargasha. So in the classic lingo, it's a question as to whether Hargasha is a simen or a siva. Is Hargasha a simen, an indicator that dam is min hamakor, that's a way of ascertaining that the source of the dam is the rechem, but if you know otherwise, that it's indeed dam and a rechem, then a woman could be tmeyam in a Torah even without hargasha? Or is it a siba? Is it a independent, standalone requirement, xeris akasov, that a woman is going to be tmeya only in a Torah, only if she sees dam the hargasha? And even if we know full well, empirically, that the dam is min harechem, if it's not accompanied by hargasha, min atara, the woman will be tara. So is it a semen as an indicator, or is it independent siba based on a zeris hakasif? Nafkamina, obviously, if you know that it's dominant makor, but there's no hargasha, is she going to be tamea min hatara? So this is a question that was framed by Chuvas Maharam Lublin. Chuvas Maharam Lublin, Simon Bayes, quoted in the Sidrei Tara, Simon Kufsadi, Sifkatan Sadi Gimel, Sidrei Tara, Simon Kufsadi, Sifkatan Sadi Gimel. This question is already discussed in Rishonim, or at least there are strong indications in Rishonim. So, for example, the Ramban, Nun Beis Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Mahu, Chidusha Ramban, Nun Beis Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Mahu. Ramban writes, Dehak Samim Dirabbanon Heim, V'afilu Biyadua Shemigufa Chazoi, even if you know that the dam is Migufa Minamakor, Dvar Torah Tahora. Nevertheless, Min HaTorah, she's Tahora, absent Hargasha. Ve'enan Mevi'in Loli De Ziva Ve'loli De Nidas. Even if you know full well that it's Dam and Arachem, absent Hargasha, the woman is going to be Tahora Min HaTorah. That's the Ramban and Beis and Beis, and the Ramban of the Halachos as well. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. If you have this, the Shulchan Aruch that I have, they printed the Hilchos Nidah of the Ramban in the back. So there the Ramban writes, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Eina Isha Mistama Min HaTorah Ad Shetargish Bisha Shadam Yotze Bibisara. In order to be Tmeya Min HaTorah, she has to have her Gasha at the time that the Dam is Yotze Bibisara. Mashma, that absent her Gasha, even if we know full well that the Dam is Min HaRechem, the woman is going to be Tahora Min HaTorah. Okay, that's the Ramban. It's also the Rashba here on Nun Zayin Mud Beis. And it's the Mashmos of the Rambam as well. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Yisui Bi Halacha Aleph. Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Ein Ha'isha Mistama Min HaTorah Benida Obeziva Acha Targish Vitira Dam V'yetze Bibsara. So it's Acha Targish Vitira Dam V'yetze Bibsara. There has to be a Hargasha, and she has to see Dam, and it has to come mi bisara. So it's mashma that if you don't have any of these ingredients, she's not going to be tamea min haTorah. Even if we know that it's min haMakor, we know that the dam came min haRechem, but if there's no hargasha, she's going to be tahora min haTorah. Yeah.
Can you just quote the Lashon HaGemara? That was a bit more of a Rambam than
Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara is Acha Targish Bibisara. The Rambam says, Acha Targish, Vitir Adam, V'yetzei Bibisara. So it sounds like the Vavs are adding ingredients that you need all these to be Tamei Minotar. It's a mashmos, it's not mefurish mefurish, but I think the Rambam is generally assumed to be saying that he's not just quoting Lashon HaGemara, he's adding these Vavs, Acha Targish, Vitir Adam, V'yetzei Bibisara. If you look at Rav Avadya's Taras Abayas on page Zion, he quotes at least another 11 Rishonim that are in this camp of either explicitly or implicitly indicating that Hargasha is a absolute requirement, Xeris HaKasif type requirement in order to make a woman to Meya Min HaTorah, such that even if you know that the Dam is Min HaMakor, absent Hargasha, she's going to be Tahora Min HaTorah. And that's the upshot of this Chuvas Maharam Lublin. Chuvas Maharam Lublin was written to the Shalach HaKadosh. Now the requirement of Hargasha is Migzeres HaKasav. And he also mentions, Maharam Lublin mentions this Diyuk in the Rambam. And he has other rayas from the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara. As the Sidrei Tara explains, the Sidrei Tara, after his long perish, Al Seder Shulchan Aruch also has a few pages, Al Seder Adaf, which is called the Chidud Halacha. So the Sidrei Tara and the Chidud Halacha here in the Zion Nebez says within this camp that where you don't have Argasha, what's the reason, so to speak, for such a Xeris HaKasav? why should there be a requirement that there be hargasha in order to be a nida min haTorah? So he has the presentation of Derech Re'iyah B'kach. That absent hargasha, that's not the normal way of seeing dam. The normal way of seeing dam is by hargasha. So if there's no hargasha, even if you know medically, empirically, that it's min harechem, but that's still not the normal process of Re'iyah, because it's missing this hargasha. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, yeah.
Why does that matter?
Why does it matter? Is if you want a flavor for why this should be so important, meaning why should there be such exeris akasiv, why does it make sense that argasha is a necessary component? Meaning I understand intuitively, I would understand better the simon approach, that I need to know it's dominant makor, so argasha is a way of knowing it, but if I know it otherwise, then that's just good enough. What's... Is it just exeris akasiv ba'alma that you require hargasha if it's an absolute requirement? So Derech Re'iyah B'kach is giving some flavor to it, that the reason it makes sense to have such a requirement of hargasha is that that's the normal way that a woman sees dam. So even if you know medically it's minim akor, but if it's not through the normal way, then that's not going to be a nida min haTorah.
So it's actually a requirement that rises from the normal way.
That the Xeris HaKasiv is reflecting that this is the Derech Re'iyah. This is how a woman's going to be Tmeya, where she sees Dam through a natural process, through the normal natural process. So if there's no Argasha, that's not the normal natural process of seeing Dam. There's something missing from that process. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kuf Pei Gimel Sifkatan Mem Zayin, that he's coming to take issue with the Sidrei Torah that we'll get to in a moment, but he says, there's no Rishon in the world that argues with this. That there's no Rishon that holds, the Sidrei Torah, we'll see, argues, and he thinks there are Rishonim, but he says, there's no Rishon that disagrees, there's no Rishon that would say that Dam min haMakor is Tamei below Hargasha. Kol Rav Hasein Rishon V'Achronim Eskimu D'min haTorah Ein Isha Tamei K'sheYetze M'men Adam Elim Kein Yatsa Hadam V'Hargasha. Rav HaShulchan says, no one disagrees. Every Rishon is of the same opinion here. However, before we get to the Sidrei Torah that strongly disagrees, and he thinks that Rashi is of a different opinion, but the Rishonim that weren't printed in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan that are mashma, or maybe more than mashma, the other position, that a woman could be Tmeya min haTorah even without Dam Bahargasha, if you know that the Dam is min haMakor. Tosis Rid, at the beginning of Roach Hasim here in Nitzayim Mubeis, Tosis Rid writes, Amr Shmuel, Badka Bikarka Olam Vyashva Lava Matzadam Tahor, Shinamar Bibsara Shitagish Bibsara, Perish Dafka Imhirgisha Vyada Shayatsahadam Mi Bisara Asitameya. Says Dafka, she has Argasha, knows that the Dam is Yose Mi Bisara, that she's Tameya. Ava. Imlo Hirgisha Shayatsa Mi Bisara, if she doesn't have Argasha that it came out of her. Kigon zeh shenimsa dam bikarka, as in the case of Shmuel, where you see dam on the ground. Tahora he, she's tahora. De Omar lo badka yafa, because that's probably an indication that she didn't check herself properly. Ubekarka hava haidam eikara, and this dam was on the ground from the get-go. It never came from her body. If she didn't have a hargasha, then the likelihood is that it wasn't dam in a makor. Sounds like, but if we know that it is dam in a makor, then she could be tmeya min haTorah even without hargasha. made the omer lo bakayafa bekarka hava haida meikara. But if we knew that it came in Sarah, even without her gasha, sounds like she'd be tmeya min haTorah. That's more explicit in the Marachor Zerua. Shuvas Marachor Zerua Simen Kuf Yudbeis. Marachor Zerua Kuf Yudbeis. Kama in Yanim Shafilu in Eina Margeshes Nases Nida Vadas. There are situations as a Marachor Zerua where even without a Hargasha she could be a Nida Vadas. Ubiyosi Benustat, city in Austria. Dibarti Bazem Mari Rebenu Avadya, not sure who that was. Beheshavli Shapirish Ad Shetargish Bibisara. Kolomar Shematsada Bibisara. Afilu Im Eina Margeshes Bitsiaso. She sees Dam even without her Gasha. So she sees Dam Bibisara, Afilum Eina Margeshes Bitsiyasa, even if there's no Hargasha. Kagon Dama Nimsa Biprozdar Shechayavin Olav Bias Mikdash, like Dam that you find in the Prozdar, which is on the way out of the body that came for the Rechem. So even if there's no Hargasha, she's still going to be Temeya Min HaTorah. So again, that sounds like you have the possibility of a woman being Tmeya min haTorah, in without Hargasha, if you know that it's Dam min HaRecha. And the Sidrei Torah thinks that this is the position of Rashi. Sidrei Torah, Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sifkat and Tzadi Gimel. He has a couple of Rashis that he thinks fits into this pattern. So first, before we get to the Ikar Rashi in our sugya, but he quotes a Rashi on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Rashi Dibur Maskil Mao Detema. It's on the last piece of Gemara here, where the Mishnah says on Nun Beis Amud Beis Harova Kesem Reizu Bukol Kalas V'Choshesh Es Mishim Zo Dibur Meir, that if a woman sees a Kesem that messes her up, meaning she's in a confused state as to whether she's Bimei Nida or Bimei Ziva. Maybe that could lead to a Karbi Misafek. So the Gemara there has a line. So you might have thought in a situation of Safek, you may bring a Korban as a Zava Misafek. So there Rashi writes, Nun Beis Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Mahu Detema Mevia Korban Ve'eno Nechal Deshema Lav Migufa Havei. That the reason there's a suffix here that it's the korban is eino nechal is because maybe the dam isn't migufa. So Rashi doesn't say maybe the dam isn't baba hargasha. He just says maybe it's not migufa. Sounds like if it is migufa, even if it's not baba hargasha, the woman's going to be tmeya min haTorah. So that's the Sidrei Torah's first Rashi. And then his major Rashi is in our sugya. So the Gemara, after quoting the Maimer of Shmuel on the top of the Zion Mubeis, the Gemara proceeds to ask a series of kashas on Shmuel's position. The Gemara asks from Isha Shoses Racheha, the Gemara asks from Bedikas A, the Gemara asks from Bedikas B'Shas Tashmish, that in all these situations it sounds like a woman is Tameya below Hargasha. And the Gemara is docha all of these kashas and says, no, all these situations are hacha ma'iskinan, where there is hargasha. And then the Gemara, all the way on the bottom of Nun Zayin Mubeis, quotes a member of Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah midifti Moda Shmuel Shitmeya Midraban. Even though it's true that Shmuel says Achatar Shmimsara, that's only on a deraisa level. But Shmuel agrees that Midrabanan, a woman is going to be Tmeya even without Hargasha. And then Rav Ashi Amar Shmuel Hud Amar Karim Nechemya. Shmuel's position is really like Reb Nechemya, the Tanan, the Mishnah a little bit later on. Reb Nechemya Omer called Darvish Eina Mekabel Tuma, Eino Mekabel Ksamim. That Shmuel says that a woman is going to be Tahora, where Baka Karka Olam V'Yashva Leha, that's because he's going like Reb Nechemya, that called Darvish Eina Mekabel Tuma, Eino Mekabel Ksamim, that there isn't even Tuma Midrabanan by something that is not Mekabel Tuma. So what is Rav Ashi saying over here? According to Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Moda Shmuel Shitmeya Midrabanan. Tosfos writes, Rav Ashi Nami Moda Dila Shmuel The Rav Ashi agrees that according to Shmuel, where there's no Hargasha, she's Tahora min HaTorah, Utmeyam Bidrabana. Ela Asi Lefrushe, the Chinimsa Karka, the Tahora Afilu Midrabana. The Rav Ashi is coming to say that Rav Yirmi in principle is right. Rav Yirmi is correct that according to Shmuel, absent Hargasha, if a woman sees a Kesem below Hargasha, she's going to be Tmeya Midrabanan. And Rav Ashi is coming to add, but according to Shmuel, if it's on a Darish and a Mekabel Tuma, then there isn't even Tumas Ksamim, then she's going to be Tahora Min Tahora even Midrabanan. So Rav Ashi is not disagreeing with Rav Yirmi Midifti Mikol Bakol. He's adding on. Rav Yirmi Midifti says that Shmuel's Modeh, that a woman's going to be Tmei and Midrabanan without Hargasha, Tumas Ksamim, and Rav Ashi says, correct, but Shmuel will say that if it's on a Darish and a Mekabel Tuma, then there isn't even Tumas Ksamim Midrabanan. Okay, so that's how Tosa understands Rav Ashi, that there isn't a machlokes, a major machlokes between Rav Yirmi and Midifti and Rav Ashi. However, Rashi writes the following. Rav Ashi Amar. Taima de Shmuel de Amar Le'el Baka Karka Olam Lav Mishum Hargasha. What Shmuel says earlier is Lav Mishum Hargasha. Alakrev Nechemis Virle. De Amar Lois Kiru Chachamim Zeiras Kesem, Ela Aldavar HaMekabel Tuma. Rather, Shmuel is going like Rav Nechemya, that there's only Zeiras Ksamim on Adavar HaMekabel Tuma. Hilkach, Kol Hanach Tiyufta, Lav Kushya Ninu, De Shmuel Lo Airi, Bahargasha Klau. So all the kashas on Shmuel aren't kashas. De Shmuel Lo Airi, Bargasha Klau. Okay, so how do you understand this Rashi? At least those learning with Reshefter's Kolo should be up to this already. Yeah, sure. It's arguing totally, and saying what? Hargasha is not a factor. And then what did Shmuel say? Bimsara Achitargish Bimsara. It's only about Mekabel Tuma. What do you mean?
It's all about whether or not the surface of Mekabel Tuma or not. It's nothing to do with that.
Well, what's the status of the woman? Because what does he mean? Bimsara Shitargish Bimsara. Okay, so that's basically what the Sidre Torah understands, that Shmuel lo ayir bagasha klal means, yeah, Shmuel never said it. He's not talking about hargasha. All the kasha that the Gemara asked earlier, the kasha from Dan Bashtana, the kasha from Margasha's aid, all those kashas aren't kashas. Gemara didn't have to say hachamayiskin on bida argasha. No, Shmuel doesn't require hargasha at all. So that's the difficulty with the Sidrei Torah, but he seems to be saying that this is a total reformulation of Shmuel, that whole statement is off. That Shmuel never said that there's no such gzeiros hakasev bibisara ad shetargish bibisara. There's no such requirement. As long as you know that there's dam and a makor, then hargasha is of no relevance to us. That literally, Shmuel lo ayir bargasha klal.
Shmuel just said
bat
only after
right, and that shenamar is doesn't really belong. It's no such thing. Shmuel lo ayir bargasha klal literally. And the Sidrei Torah thinks there's another Rashi that's mastered this way. Samach Beis Amud Beis Dibra Maskal Amar. Rashi writes Midar Raisa Achatir Bibsara. Doesn't say anything about Argasha. What's the definition of Nida Min HaTorah? Achatir Bargasha. She has to have Ria Bargasha. Doesn't say anything. Achatir Bibsara. She has to have Ria Bibsara. It doesn't say anything about hargasha. Yeah.
According to this one, is there a hefker sum? Is that just because it's a subject, whether it's named Mekor?
Yeah, I think that's what you would have to say. Yeah.
Subject deraisa.
It would be a subject deraisa, therefore. So maybe that's built in, that this is not... You're saying what? That you should have to...
I understood that the whole basis of Ksamim,
right?
Their Ksamim is that there's no Argasha, therefore, and it's a subject by me on the card, so... So there's no chance that this would be Doraisa, because there's an Argasha. Mm-hmm. There's a Chumrah that, whatever discussion is also the same, but right. The Chumrah that there's a chance that the Dam is Minamakar, even though there's an Argasha, and there's certainly no Kamas Minamakar, but if you don't need Argasha in order to be Mitamis, it would only just be a subject whether it's Bogin and Makar, and it should be a subject Doraisa, it should be a Chumrah.
Yeah.
The chapter in the Chavur mentioned that the Mishnah and the Chasam Beis says Rikiva says that there is Joshua on Dam Blakesa. So Rikiva is saying that there is Joshua tells that even though we should say that there is from Ma'am, okay, we don't.
Right.
Who puts this question?
Good. Okay. And then the Mereshes Moshe points out there's another Rashi that fits into this. Rashi in Bava Kamma, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Mereshes Moshe is in Siman Pei. Bava Kamma, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So Rashi writes, "Ksamim de Yisrael gufayu midrabana." Now, when it comes to a Yisrael, you know, this is in contrast to Ksamim me rekem, and the Mishnah says that rekem is rov nachrim. So then we're not worried about tumas ksamim by birekem. But if it's ksamim from Yisraelim, so that's midrabanan. De midaraisa dam yezova dibsaraksiv. So again, Rashi there in defining what makes a nida daraisa makes no mention of hargasha. So that's how the Sidrei Torah understands Rashi. Rashi is saying, Lamaskana, according to Rav Ashi, we erase the entire last Amud of the Gemara, and there's no such din of Achi Targish Bibsara. So that's difficult, even though that might be the literal reading of Shmuel Ayer Bar Gasha Klal, but to totally erase that part of Shmuel's Memra is a little bit difficult. So that's what many of the late Achronim are bothered by within the Sidrei Torah. Among them, the Archa Shulchan that we quoted before, the Chachmas Adam in Venus Adam, Venus Adam Simon Zion Oath Tess. And Venus Adam explains that no, even according to Rav Ashi, a woman's going to be Tahora Mina Torah without Hargasha. What does Rashi mean? He says, when Rashi says, Shmuel o ayir bargasha klal, and kol hanach tiyuftas lav kusha, that's going on the very bottom of Nun Zayim Beis, not the original three kashas from Dan Bashtana and Dan Be'ed, etc. But if you look in the very bottom of Nizayin with Beis, so there the Gemara had the Otanan, Haroa Kesem al Besara, Keneged Beis HaTorfa, Timea, the Afagav de Lohergisha. What about that din? That if a woman sees a Kesem al Besara, Kenega Beis HaTorfa, where it likely came in a Makor, that she's Tamei even without her Gasha. So Rav Yirmiya says, yeah, that's Tumas Ksamim, that's only Midrabanan. And Rav Ashi says, Shmuel de Amakir Reb Nechemya, that Kol Darvish Eino Mekabel Tuma Eino Mekabel Ksamim. And there, Rav Ashi will agree to Rav Yirmiya that that's going to be Tameya Midrabana. So Rav Ashi says, Shmuel lo Iri Bargasha Klau, it means that Shmuel doesn't require Hargasha in order to make a woman Tmeya Midrabanan. I'll just read a few lines from the Binas Adam. So he quotes the Sidrei Torah. He says, Dvarim Tumuim, Sharei Behedom or Shmuel Acher Targish. So how can you just suggest that Rav Ashi comes around later and erases half of Shmuel's Memra? Nira Li de Lo Kashamidi. The Kavanas Rashi Pashut de Mefarish de Rav Ashi Lo Nichale Le Tarez Kid de Mitarez Hashas de Ha de Amr Shmuel Tahora Hainu Midaraisa Aval Moda de Tmeya Midarabanan. So Rav Ashi didn't want to say that according to Shmuel across the board, a woman's going to be Tmeya Midarabanan without her Gasha. The Lishna de Shmuel de Amr Tahora Vade Mashma Filami Darabana. Because that line of Badkar Karka Olam Yashra Matadam Allah Tahora sounds like Tahora Lagamri. So that's why Rav Ashi comes along and explains in a Hanami that in that case she's going to be Tahora even Midarabanan because that's a Davar Shayna Makabal Tuma. And when Rashi says, Lo Mishum Hargasha, Lo Ayyub Hargasha, Ratzalomar, She'ein kavana Shmuel ash mi'inan din de hargasha. Shmuel wasn't coming to tell us the requirement of hargasha. Dizaya yadua l'kulam. That we already knew. That we didn't need Shmuel, the first generation of Moor, to tell you the din of hargasha. He didn't make it up. That we already knew before Shmuel came along. Rak sheno sein tam lama tahara fila midarabana. Shmuel's coming to explain why is it that she's tahara even midarabana. Namely, that keva midaraisa bina hargasha lo gazru al darisha eno nekabel tuma. So you reach Shmuel saying, baka karka olam diyashva lama sadama les tahara. Why? Because that's a darish eno mekabel tuma. And in order to be needed in a Torah, it needs Bibisara Ashitagish Bibisara. So, granted, that Midra Abana, there will be Tumas Ksama without Argasha, but if it's Ainu Makabal Tuma, so then that far the Xeri didn't go. And then when Rashi refers to Kol Hanach Tiufta, that's referring to the last line here in the Gemara on Nizayin Rebeis, and not the earlier Tiuftas of the Gemara. So according to the Binas Adam, we're minimizing the scope of what Rashi is saying. It's not literally Lo Ari Bargasha Kal. It means he's not coming to tell you the Chiddush of Hargasha, because we already know about Hargasha. And he's coming to tell you why is it that we weren't gozer even midrabanan b'karka olam. But fundamentally, in order to be Tmeyam in a Torah, you definitely need Argasha. Neither Rabbana and Ravashi will agree to Rav Yirmiya, even according to Rashi, says to the Binas Adam, that there is Tumas Ksamim, and it's only B'davar Shein HaMekabal Tumah, that we assume, like Rav Nechemya, that there's no Isser even Neither Rabbana. Okay? Yeah, Kim.
We
paskin
like Rashi over
the Yirmiya Midrashi? No. We paskin, as we'll see, that Darvashayna Makabal Tumen and Makabal. That's from the Femya in the Mishnah. We do paskin that way. Yes. We'll talk about that as we move on.
I mean, if Rashi really was saying that according to Rav Ashi, Shmuel doesn't think that we need our baby Hagasha to be
Tumen. Right.
Would that necessarily mean that we paskin?
No, because we have Rovi showing him otherwise. Right, that's what the Rav Avadya writes, for example. Even if you'll assume the Sidrei Torah, Rav Avadya writes, but they're all Rav Binyan, Rishonim say otherwise. So you're not going to, the way Rav Avadya says it, you're not going to abandon the pashtus of Rav Rishonim for the Dvarim Stumim of Rashi. Because anyway, you slice it, this is a hard Rashi to read. So Sidrei Torah is his suggestion, Minos Adam is his suggestion, but as Rav Avadya says, you're not going to paskin like one possibility of Rashi, where Dvar Stumim against the Pashtus of Rov Rishonim.
The unicorn to Rashi would be could be that Rashi himself would say that we don't like over Rashi. The unicorn to would necessarily be that we go like.
Well, the fact that Rashi, I mean, one of the Sidrei Torah's rayas, or the Sidrei Torah quotes, there are multiple Rashis elsewhere that de-emphasize Hargasha. So there is a mashmos, the Sidrei Torah indicates that, don't you see from the combination of Rashi's that Hargasha isn't critical, because then when Rashi's defining Nida Derais in other places, why doesn't he mention Hargasha? So if you take the Sidrei Torah approach, then it sounds like, and that's how he understood Rashi, it sounds like that's how Rashi understood La Halacha. Now what do you talk to do with that? If you don't assume like the Sidrei Torah and assume that according to Rashi La Halacha, you need Hargasha, so what do you do with those other Rashis that seem to de-emphasize the requirement of Hargasha? I'm not sure. You know, other than saying lav dafka, the Rashi's not giving the full picture, I'm not sure. You have to figure out, you know, there are a few Rashi's where Rashi, in defining nida deraisa, doesn't mention ergasha. So you'd have to figure out why. Not sure. Okay. But Lamaisa, most poskim assume that you do need hargasha in order to make a nida deraisa. So even if you know that there's amen and makor, the woman still would be tahora minatora absent a hargasha. And that's why, if you have a re'i without hargasha, we'll have the kulos of tzamim, which we'll talk about over the next number of shirim. That's what, for example, Shlomo Eger writes in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi. Take a look at the Gilead Marsha, the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi. Sorry, I think it's the Gilead Marsha here. Take that back. Kuf Pei Gimel. The Gilead Marsha and Kuf Pei Gimel. Vehusha Targish Bitsiaso. Af biyadua vadai shadami mena yatsa tahor midaraisa kol shelo regisha. That if you know for a fact that the dam came minarechem, she's still tahor midaraisa if there's no hargasha. Nafkamina le'inyan kabbalas tshuva in babalala. Nafkamina, what kind of tshuva do you need? Did she violate an iser derabanan? Did she violate an iser deoraisa? And that's what the Taz writes as well in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Aleph. Now, if you look back in the Lashon of the Mechaber here, in Kuf Pei Gimel, that we read before, the Mechaber writes, Ishish Yatzadam Korah Bim Onus Bim Ratzon Tumeya, Vuhu Shetargish Bitsiyaso. As long as there is a Hargasha. So what's the problem? What's odd about that formulation?
BTSO.
Sorry?
BTSO.
What's wrong with BTSO?
It doesn't have to go
out. No, that means you see him in a rechem. But the Mechaber is writing Halacha L'maisa. So, min haTorah, you need Argasha. But you don't need Argasha midrabanan. Right? So this isn't the Rambam, this is Shulchan Aruch. In the Rambam, you expect what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan. The Mechaber should be telling you bottom line. So what's V'hushat Arish Mitziyasa? No, she'll be Temeya even without Argasha midrabanan. If you look in the Shach, the Shach is nachis to this, Sifkat and Beis. V'husha targish bitziyasa hainu midaraisa. Aval midarabanan temeya af vishalorgish. So in a chanami. This is only true, v'husha targish bitziyasa midaraisa. But midarabanan, she's temeya even without argasha. But that just begs the question why the Mechaber formulated that way. That's not what we'd expect. But take a look at the Torah Sashlamim. Torah Sashlamim is written by the author of the Shvus Yaakov. So the Torah Sashlamim wrote the Minchas Yaakov on the Torah Chatas of the Ramah, and he wrote the Torah Sashlamim on Hilchos Nida. Now Shvus Yaakov is a generation before the Sidrei Torah. So Sifkat and Aleph, V'hushet Targish Bitziyasa. Afogav de misbar lekamon b'simen kuf tzadi. The afogav de lo hergisha rak bekestem ba'amal gufa o chaluka temeya. So even though it's true that a woman is only going to be temeya if she has a kesem, even with that hargasha, hainu kashir gadol kegris. As we'll see, a kesem is only problematic if it's a shear of a gris. The kegris vote. Vamechaber debel lomar shehi tmeya afilu betipas dam kechardol al karcha kasa bistam vehu shetargish. The Torah Shaman says the mechaber is meduyak bilshono. The mechaber writes vehu shetargish bitziaso, and then bemshei chafilu larasa ela tipas dam kechardol. The Torah Shaman says a woman's only going to be tmeya even midirabanan if she sees dam, the size of a tipas dam kechardol, if that's Bahargasha. Tumas Ksamim is only if it's Yoser Mikigris Vod. But she's only going to be Tumeya if she sees less than that shear, if she sees a Tipas Dam Kachardal, if that's Bahargasha. So even if you know that it's Ba Migufa, even if you know it's Dam in Arachem, but if it's lacking Hargasha and it's less than a shear gris, you're going to be Tahora. Yeah.
You could just say much simpler. I mean, I'm sure there's value to knowing what the need of the Midrash is versus the need of the Rabbanan. I'm sure there are circumstances where we're going to be more major.
Well, that's what the Gilya Marsha says, Nafkamina for Tshuva. But that's not normally how the Shulchan Aruch presents his work. Meaning that the Mechaber is not in the business of telling you what's the Reis and what's the Rabban. The Mechaber is in the business of telling you what's the bottom line. The Raman tells you what's the Reis and what's the Rabban. And that's where Shafter quotes, I think this appears in Rabbi Meller's biography of the Briskerov, and either Briskerov or Reb Chaim or both, where Shafter quotes that when there was a chashash that the Briskerov was going to be drafted into the army, so Reb Chaim learned Hilchas Shabbos and the Raman with him, because when you're in the army, you have to know what's the Reis and what's the Rabbanan. Because when you have to make cheshbonos under such circumstances, then it's important to know what's the Reis, what's the Rabbanan. So the Rambam is presented as a chibur that tells you what's the Reis, what's the Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't work that way. So that's the premise for zeroing in on this formulation. But this seems to be machlokas between Shlomo Le'eger and the Torah Sashlamim. What's talk of the din if you see a kesem below Hargasha that you know is Vadaim in a Makor, but it's less than a Gris, is that going to be Tameya? Meaning, do you apply Kulas Ksamim, that less than a Gris is okay, even if you know that it's Ba Migufa? So, in most situations, that's not relevant, because how do you ever know for sure it's Ba Migufa? So, Bali Shulchan suggests, Simen Kufsadi, Sivkatim Kufdalid, Kufsadi Kufdalid, that you could have a tzir where you did a bedika a minute ago, you checked the begad a minute ago, and now you see dam, and there's no possibility in the world, there's no macholis, there's no way in the world that the dam came from anywhere else, it must be dam in a makor. So whatever the case is, it's not necessarily a very practical scenario or very shkiach scenario, but in theory, if you have dam that you know is min a makor, that presents as Pachos Mikigris without Hargasha, is that going to be Tamei or Tar? So that's the Machlokes of Shlomo Le'eger and the Torah Sashlamim. Rav Avadya writes Perek Aleph Os Gimel that many Achronim are Mekel about this. Rav Moshe's Mekel, Chelek Gimel Simen Memvav Os Beis, Igros Moshe Yerudea Chelek Gimel Simen Memvav Os Beis. Rabbi Willig's Mekel on this. Rabbi Karp in the Mishmaras HaTorah, the Mishmaras HaTara, Perek Aleph HaArizayin, Perek Aleph HaArizayin, Rabbi Karp quotes that Rav Yashiv was Machmir unless you have other Tzirufim to be Mitzarev. But Rabbi more concerned quotes from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv was Mekel, period. Piskei Das Perek Aleph Ara Kafe, Piskei Das Perek Aleph Ara Kafe, that the Minchas Yitzchak was Mekel. Rabbi Forrest writes that there's no clear Hachra. Rabbi Forsheimer's Machmir. But it seems like most Achronim are Mekel, and this, again, it doesn't necessarily come up that often. It's more a theoretical question. Whether you could be Mekel even if you know for a fact that the Dam came in a Makor, but it's not Bargasha, Pachas Mikigris, do you have Kulas Ksamim over there? Yeah, sure.
I think that the Gilgamesh is not talking just locally here, like more than a Gris, because doesn't the Chavar say it outright that the Gris is the Shear in Tzadi?
The Gris is the Shear for Ksamim. But some is where you don't know where it came from. Here we're talking about where you know it has been a Makor.
So then how do you know that the Torah Shalom is arguing?
The Torah Shalom writes, even if you know... I'm sorry, I didn't read the... Sorry, it's the next line. I'm sorry, I didn't read it to you, sorry. He writes, Af apa pachos mikigris... Kevin de Yodas Shayatza Migufa Yeshba Mishum Kesem. Tashir Raklahotzi Misafek Macholas. So if you know for a fact that it came Migufa, even if it's Pachos Mikigris, Yeshba Mishum Kesem. I'm sorry, I didn't read the line out loud before. So that's that line in the Torah Sashlam. In the Gilei Marsha. And the Torah Sashlami here is Cholik, and the Piskei Shuvah quotes this in Simen Kufsadi, Sif Katan Yud. Okay. So let's stop here for today. Mir Sashem, we will pick up on Wednesday and discuss what is Hargasha. And then next week, Mir Sashem, we will start with the details of Ksamim in Simen Kuf Tzadi. Has anyone gotten through the second sheet of Marmar Komus yet? Okay, good. Let me know when you do, and then I'll send you the third sheet. So Wednesday, 3 o'clock. The next 2 weeks...